We've just heard from the Prime Minister, David Cameron, this morning, who's here in Northern Ireland. Our economics and business editor, John Campbell, is at the Titanic Centre, where he's been listening to the Prime Minister. What has he said, John?
Well, good morning, Stephen. Well, the Prime Minister was really casting himself in the role of chief salesman for Northern Ireland today. He said he made no apologies for that, that it was a good thing that he was here promoting business. And I think he did a pretty good job, a very upbeat address. He referenced both North-South relationships and East-West relationships. He went through a long list of companies who are in Northern Ireland doing interesting things. And he basically said, yes, there are some problems here politically, but, you know, coalition is difficult. He has that experience and you're not going to agree in everything. But generally, his message was very upbeat, saying this is a great place to come and do business.
Yeah, and we all kind of instinctively know Northern Ireland is a good place, but get under the skin of that and start asking yourself why. You know, why are we a good place? And you keep on hearing it's the people. And Alistair Hamilton, the chief executive of InvestNI, will be on the programme in the next few minutes telling us what he actually means by that. We shouldn't underestimate, John, a prime minister coming to Northern Ireland to sell Northern Ireland. He's not in Wales, he's not in Scotland, he's not in England, and this doesn't happen every day of the week.
No, that's a very good point. It's not something to be underestimated when the Prime Minister is here talking about this place. You know, really, what a lot of companies like is to have that political access, to feel that they're being listened to politically. And somebody was saying to me today, you know, when you get a letter from the Prime Minister, personally signed by him, when you're invited to a round table lunch or dinner with the Prime Minister, that really matters. That makes the companies feel valued and listened to, and it can hopefully push deals over the line.
Yeah, he also has within his speech, if you look at some of the wording within his speech, it's interesting, the optics of politics and then what is actually happening underneath the scene. The Prime Minister said today there is a remarkable story of Peter and Martin working together. And of course, if you look at more recent times, Peter and Martin have been involved in a huge spat over the maze, among other issues, and I'm not just too sure how much they're working together these days.
Yes, I suppose when Peter Robinson and Martin McGuinness get together for these business events, they tend to shine. You know, I was talking to some people who were at the Hillsborough dinner last night and say they were joking, everybody was laughing, things went really well. Obviously, when you get into the nitty-gritty day-to-day politics of Northern Ireland and its legacy, things are a bit more difficult. On a day like this, you know, things seem to work, but you know, it's that long-term in for the long-term grind that makes things a lot more difficult. And I think that the Prime Minister, to an extent, skated over some of that. He really said, you know, oh, coalition's difficult, we don't always agree. But, you know, nonetheless, Martin McGuinness last night on BBC Newsline did say there are significant difficulties. So while today is a day for showing, you know, best faces to the world, there are still those long-term issues there to be resolved.
OK, John Campbell, thank you very much. Well, I have been speaking to the chief executive of InvestNI, Alistair Hamilton, and I asked him what Northern Ireland has to offer.
There is a piece about the style of people in Northern Ireland. I know we sometimes brush it under the carpet, but for American firms, they are very comfortable with our outlook, our humour, our approach to lifestyle and how we do our business. And it makes it very easy for them then, because a lot of the operations in Northern Ireland will be parented to an operation in elsewhere, perhaps in the States, and they need to be part of that wider team. And people in Northern Ireland have a very good way of being able to integrate in a seamless way and be part of that team in a much wider global stance.
So what will be happening at this conference today?
So at this conference today, the majority of the speaking is going to be done by our international investors. That is the strongest story that we have to tell. There'll be a little bit from ministers and a little bit from me just in terms of exactly how we can support, but the vast majority of the time will be existing investors. Firms like Citi, like Seagate, like Bombardier, like Caterpillar and HBO, all telling their story about why they came to Northern Ireland, how they came here, what their experience has been. And the majority of these firms have reinvested, because 75% of our inward investors reinvest again for a second or third time. So they're going to tell their story.
Well, I also asked Alistair Hamilton if recent violence has impacted on any potential investment.
Well, it raises questions with both potential new investors and existing investors. And quite clearly, I'd rather, from my purely from my point of view, in terms of the job that I and my team have got to do, I'd rather it wasn't happening. But having said that, let's put it into context, Stephen. The majority of the firms that we are talking to are headquartered in large cities across the world, particularly in the US, where normal crime rates, which will include some of those things that you've just talked about, are much, much higher than they are in Belfast. I think it's one of the things we often forget about. In terms of Belfast and Northern Ireland, we have one of the lowest normal crime rates across the UK. And it's a much safer place to live here than some of the cities across the US, as you probably know yourself. So, yes, we have to explain to people from time to time what is going on, put into context the situation, and explain to people what is happening. But I can honestly say to you, as I sit here today, as we drive out this conference, that while we've had those conversations, I have not lost a project. A project has not been put in jeopardy, either a potential new one or an existing project.
Not a single project?
No, we've had to have conversations with people. I would openly acknowledge that. We've had to explain the situation, but I have not had anybody say, I'm going to park that or I'm not interested in taking that forward because of the situation.